read the text, long nights for it. There's never anything that's handed, it's only demanded. Make the move, those who take a left standing. Stranded out the sloppy, weak-minded, floppy. Tried to cop my style, copycat spot me. Really not likely, I'm about as smooth as your label blue. Styling on them on the lows, gonna enable who? Few truths set that I keep rep till I sleep. Resting in peace when my days are through. Pardon, but your days are numbered. I'm swiping the game, cleaning the mist of your slumber. Slumped up while I dump dealt close range through your brain. Make you think twice, don't get murkly the scene. You really didn't know I got a myriad of flows. Murder's what I sow, depending how the wind will blow. While you planning your doses.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a band called The Breakdowns. Thanks.
All I wanna do is hang around now. Stop the world from turning round. But just one look in your faraway eyes, and the fire inside is burning. You look pretty, like you're lost in the city, and I want you to stay all night. Everyone says it's gonna be alright. We might as well see what it's like. Once I was misunderstanding, I didn't know where I'd be.
Right, that was a band called The Breakdowns with a song called Rock City Limits. I'm here with Craig LaPointe, who is here to promote his new release by Modified Behavior. How you doing, Craig?
Doing good, Sky By. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us a little bit about your background, if you will, as far as like, you've been at this music thing for a bit now.
I have. Been on the local scene here for quite a few years. Most recently playing in a band called Watts.
Yep.
Who I think your listeners would know. I know you play them quite a bit.
Yep.
I was with them for about 8 years. Things kind of ended with that sort of around the end of 2013.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a while. I'd had some songs that I've been sitting on for a bit and didn't really have anything going on, so I called up some musicians that I know and asked them if they'd want to get together and do some recording. And, you know, it kind of turned into a band project. Took a while to get the songs recorded and finished, but I'm pretty pleased with how it came out.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's fantastic stuff. And you gig out now and then up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're going to play quite a bit of that. As I said to you off air, I know a lot of times guys come in with CDs and whatnot, and Station will play one or two songs. This is a 7-track release, I believe, right?
It is.
We're going to play a good bit of it.
I'm calling it an album. If it's more than 6 songs, it's not an EP.
I always wonder is there a cutoff with the EP versus a full length? Is there a number? Or is it just
in my mind, it's 6 songs.
Yeah.
Deep Purple's Machine Head was 7 songs, and that's an album. So right. I'm calling this an album.
Yeah, I think. I mean, EP sometimes are like 2 or 3 songs, yeah. Right? There's not much
up to six, I think.
This is a full length.
That's what I'm calling it.
All right, here's. Hope you enjoy it. This is, and the name of it's Out of Focus. The name of the release, and this is something off of that. We'll be back in a few. Thanks.
get off the ground. How can you laugh when I'm on my knees? Why do you make a fool of me? Why do you stay just to keep me down? Why won't you help me get off the ground? How can you laugh when I'm on my knees? Why do you make a fool of me? A fool of me. A fool of me.
All right, WMFO in Medford. Just heard quite a bit of Modified Behaviors, Out of Focus. I'm here with Craig LaPointe. We heard Highlights, New Direction, Fool of Me, all from that release, right?
That's correct.
And I was talking to you just a bit off air, and you wrote, did you write the music and lyrics to these songs?
I did, yes.
Yeah, and you had a few of them kicking around, as you said, from the Watts era that you felt were...
Yeah, I recorded two albums with Watts, and on both the records, I had a song which I had written and sung. But I think on both of those occasions, my material was a little bit different than the rest of what was on the record. And I had some other songs kicking around that just didn't really fit the mold. So this was just a good opportunity to put them out.
Excellent. And what's your... I know currently this isn't going to be on... It's just digital, CD, vinyl. You're not sure yet. Probably not, as you said, unless you... Dean, the reason is there for it.
It's all about downloading and streaming these days, right? I mean, it's on Spotify. You can download it at CD Baby, Bandcamp, iTunes,
so
Amazon.
So you can get a hold of it pretty much anywhere on...
All the normal places.
Just in general, what's your view on the CD vinyl? If you had to buy something right now, would you rather listen to a CD, or are you one of these guys going back to the vinyl sound?
To be honest, I've really converted everything to... digital streaming.
So
it's for the convenience. The technology's there.
Yeah.
You can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Right.
I can have thousands of songs in my phone, which I can hook up and listen to in my car, so the CDs just take up space. I love vinyl, but I mostly listen to music when I'm out and about in my car, walking, or running, or whatever, and for the convenience.
I think it's funny that a lot of bands go with vinyl, because isn't vinyl a lot more expensive, too, to get done and a lot more timely and whatnot. And
it sure is now, yeah.
But I guess the demand, I guess someone's buying it because there is a demand, I guess, for vinyl. I guess that's
hipsters.
Why they're going there. Yeah, is that what it's about? All right. MFO 818. We just heard, we're going to hear some more of this, as I said, this fine new release, Out of Focus. And here we go.
Took your fill, now I can't find no one. and she don't realize she's a savior in this place. She keeps her memories locked away, likes to keep you waiting. She always knows just what to say. Tight, but she don't mind if someone's watching. She wonders late at night just who.
All right, listen, there's nothing wrong with a ballad, right? You need a ballad on a release now and then. So that was the one, When She Falls. That was, right?
A tender moment.
Yep. In all honesty, I was going to play something else, and I screwed up.
But I told you not to play that one.
You did, and I was like, well, I could stop at, like, I don't know, 10 seconds in, but I'm like, it's not bad. So we rolled with it. And that was most of that... Actually, there's one. I might as well play the whole damn thing. We'll see. Maybe we'll just... There's only 7 tracks on it. Played 6 to this point. But right now, I'm gonna go back. Craig mentioned he was on Watt's first couple releases. And this is a song called Catastrophe that I'm quite fond of, that I think you liked as well, right? That was...
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
That was... It was one of the... Watch songs I was quite partial to back in the day. I liked it quite a bit.
And on.
So I'm going to play Catastrophe. And then to make up for that, it was a good song, When She Falls. But we're going to come back. We'll probably end up playing the whole thing. But I might have to work some magic with these players. But right now, this is Catastrophe from Craig's days with Watts.
Place where I can
local flavor there with a gentleman, Sour Mash. Before that, we heard some Neighborhood's Prettiest Girl. Goes out to Trisha. Watts Catastrophe. I think I might have already mentioned Watts Catastrophe, but hey, I'm doing it again. And we finished up Modified Behavior with the last track on that, which is, help me out again, Craig, Main Attraction.
Main Attraction.
Played that. So we ended up playing that release in its entirety, which is a good thing. That's what you come down here for. I come all the way from New Hampshire. I'm not going to play three songs and say see you later.
We'll I very much appreciate it.
Play the whole thing, and it was excellent. So I want to thank you again for coming down, and hope you have success with the downloads and whatnot. Hope someone picks it up, comes out and sees you guys.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me. And if you like what you hear, you can get the record in all the usual places, iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, CD Baby. You can stream it on Spotify. Modified Behavior, Out of Focus.
Yep, and there's no gigs currently, but if they do, they're joining the New Hampshire area, right?
Not doing a lot of gigging at the moment. We do have something on tap for next month. Just not quite ready to announce it yet.
Is it locked in yet?
Not locked in yet.
All right. I am going to get... I saw a bunch of shows this weekend. I saw Nato Coles. I saw John Doe at Atwood's, which, by the way, is John Doe. I don't know if those of you who know. John Doe was in a band called X, which are punk legends, really. And to see John Doe at Atwood's, which holds about 50. I don't know if you've ever been there, Craig.
I played there.
You played there. There you go, then. You,
long time ago.
With what? What form? What band were you in then?
With Watts.
Oh, really? Damn. Must have been before my Watts days.
Probably like in the early 2000s, well, mid-2000s at some point.
I mean, isn't that the place? It's a nice, I like it, but it's small.
Yeah.
For a guy like John Doe to be playing.
It is. I was surprised to hear he was playing it.
So I'm going to play something by Nato Coles. I'm going to play something by, I also saw the goddamn Draculas, with Watts, of course. So saw a bunch of shows this weekend. This is a band called Nato Coles in the Blue Diamond Band. And thanks again, Craig, and I'll be catching up with you.
Thank you.
All right, man. Nato Coles.
Down the beach in the wind, flower dress and your wheels they spin. Riding me back down the beach in the night, truly you're such a fine sight. Think of the way it used to be. Look out vents and expensive seats. I ain't changed, don't think you did either. You and me, babe, we're believers. Julie, let's hang out.
kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
That was John Doe. That was new stuff off his CD called The Westerner. The song was called Get On Board. And right now I'm going to play something by Ruby Rose Fox, who's getting a lot of buzz off her new CD, Domestic. I was at her record release party. It was quite good. And it was nice to see a full room for a change. A lot of times you go to these shows and there's crowds are sparse, but this was actually a pretty well-attended show. So this is something by Ruby Rose Fox. We got about 9 minutes to go, so I'm going to sneak a couple more in. Thanks.
Happy with somebody else. I sing this every day. Don't make me a sinner in your holy place. I don't even know her anyway. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man. I'm not a bad woman. Yeah, I'm not a bad man, you're not a bad man. I'm not a bad woman.
All right, I'm cutting things close to the wire. That was The Outlets with Still My Sheila, actually, is the name of that. John Doe, Get On Board. Ruby Rose Fox, Bury the Body. I gotta get out of here. WMFO in Medford. I'm gonna close one up. The new Watts release, The Black Heart of Rock and Roll. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
The needle down.